The Minister is basing this year's summer work scheme on applications which schools made over a year ago at this stage. And schools were not aware when those applications were being made that it would be for a biannual process rather than for an annual process, which it had always been in the past. So many schools have seen issues arise in the meantime, which they would need funding under the summer work scheme to be able to address, but they're barred from actually being considered this year. And it's important that the Minister set aside some funding for those extreme cases where schools need that funding quickly so that they can actually apply and be catered for.
Could we end up with a situation where schools that needed work done as a matter of urgency last year managed to secure funding elsewhere, got the work done, and that could cause even more blockages and delays in the system?
That is an issue. Schools were applying last year for what they thought was 2016, not aware at that stage that it would also be covering 2017. So some, where the work was particularly extreme, may have fundraised themselves. And in cases such as that now, the department, even if they do award the money, they won't be able to draw it down because the work can't have been completed. That is one of the difficulties of the Minister's approach. It should be an annual programme with annual applications where schools can consider their needs and put forward evidence which is fresh and which is current. And of course, as I say, the other key issue is that for those who have made applications, they need an answer quickly because there's only 2.5 months to the end of term. And those schools need the opportunity to actually make arrangements for the work to be carried out over the summer if they're successful. So the Minister needs to get a move on in making a decision with regard to funding allocations.